If you're planning to start exercising and increasing your fitness, then what do you need to consider? Tom Rossi is from Female Fitness with Tom, based on the Isle of Benbecula in the Outer Hebrides.
You've got to think about what your goals are, what it's going to be possible for you to achieve. If you are able to work at a high intensity level, then this is something that's good, that is good to do. Otherwise, you need to, if you've got any areas of concern, i.e. problems with your knees or your ankles, or your heart possibly, then you need to work at a much lower rate. So you need to identify how you're able to work and set yourself achievable small goals, go for those, and then push yourself further.
And what about a combination of activities? I mean, is it important to include always cardio and weight training, or actually does that really depend on your goals?
It is good to include both. It does depend on your goals. If you're looking for weight loss, then it's good to do a lot of aerobic work, but it's also important to build muscle. The more muscle you have on your body, the more lean tissue, the more calories you're going to need each day to sustain that tissue. So resistance training and building muscle is definitely a part of weight loss.
And if you're choosing an exercise class to go to, how would you know whether it's a good one or not so good one?
I'd primarily say from word of mouth, you'd hear from other people. I know in my own class, some people can worry that it can be possibly too intense for them. But as I always try to convey to people, you can work at your own pace. You can work individually. And I try to make a point of getting this across in my classes. If people have got any areas of concern with their knees or they feel aerobically they can't quite push themselves, then they can just simply work at a lower level. They don't have to do the jumps and the lunges that I have in the class. There's always alternative options for them.
What about sort of the warm-up and the cool-down? How important are those sorts of activities?
Massively important, absolutely massively important. My years in the army, which I spent, which I draw on a lot for my inspiration for the classes, one thing I do remember is that we didn't have particularly long warm-ups, especially in basic training, so you could feel pretty sore afterwards. You also, I know now from my own training, you're more prone to injury. Your muscles contract and they become tighter. So it's very, very important that we get them back to a relaxed state after the exercise.
And then what about food? Should I rush home and eat that chocolate cake that I've been dying for? Or do I have to stay off the food straight after exercise?
It's important. We've got a window of opportunity, 30 minutes ideally to within about 2 hours. You need to get some carbs down you. So you're looking at maybe some toast, some cereal, some potatoes if you've got them in the fridge, or pasta, rice. Ideally, stay away from the fats after the exercise. Your body is craving carbs. It needs to refuel those muscles that you've been using, and that's how you do it with carbs.
If you're really going to make a difference in terms of getting fit, do you have to think about the diet, or actually can you kind of stick with what you're basically doing diet-wise but just add in the exercise, or does it have to be the whole package?
To a degree, it needs to be the whole package. What I've found from my own experience doing this with clients is that unless you're doing a massive amount of exercise, the actual reduction of calories each day is playing roughly two-thirds of the whole deal. If you're looking to lose weight, then food is so energy condensed these days that that is where the primary problem is, reducing your calories per day and combining it with exercise.
And what do you think the difference is, if you're really serious about this, between choosing to go to a class or having a personal training session?
I'd say the classes are good. The classes are good. If you want them, they're high intensity. If you don't want them, they don't have to be. You get to work out with other people. You never know what's coming. You've got nice music, and it's generally fantastic.
That's Tom Rossi from freedive-uk.com and Female Fitness with Tom, both based on the Isle of Benbecula.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.